David Forrester and his orchestra plays one of George Gershwin's greatest hits, Embraceable You. Thank you very much, David. Chapter 83 of Meeting People is entitled Politeness Pays Dividends. When you're having a rich relative to come to pay a visit, you can always count on a little child in the family to fix things up for you.
I was going to be in trouble.
What are you doing?
I am fixing me little pin here, playpen.
I just had it fixed so you couldn't get out.
Yeah, I was fixing it so I can get out, though.
Junior, look at you. Yes. You're so dirty, you look like a little pig.
Well, that's what you get for keeping me in a pin all day, you know.
What are you doing in that mug puddle?
Well, I was out there sailing me with a wooden boat, and I was playing indefensible thing.
Well, how did you get so wet?
Man overboard.
Did you deliberately jump from here?
No.
When you're old, you'll find out that your truth and never got a spanking.
Well, me history book is going to weed a widow differently, ain't it?
Are you going to be like George Washington and tell me the truth?
Yes, ma'am. I cannot tell the lie. I deliberately jump in the mud puddle.
That does it.
That proves history never repeats itself. You hit me. I wasn't doing nothing. I tried to tell the truth. I told you I was acting like a big boy jumping down. I'll shoot you.
I spanked you before I realized.
No, you didn't. You're perfect. You're speaking my lawyer.
Oh, I should be ashamed.
Yeah, you should be ashamed.
After all, I'm not lucky I've got you.
Yeah, you lucky you got me.
Bless his little heart.
Yeah, bless his little heart.
Now, stop.
I won't. I could have cried the rest
of it. I'm sorry, Junior. But what am I going to do with you?
You seem to be doing all right without any suggestions from me today.
Junior, stop this nonsense and get in the house.
I do that dramatic stuff good, don't
I? I want you to get cleaned up.
Oh?
I just got a telegram, and who do you think is coming to visit us?
The cops. He's going up the river again. Let me out of here. They'll never get me alive.
Now, you stop that. Policemen don't send telegrams.
Then who's coming, Cadell?
Your Uncle Jim is coming. Oh. He hasn't seen you since you were 3 weeks old.
Oh.
He's anxious to see you now.
Do you think he's strong enough to stand the shot?
Well, let's hope so.
Yeah.
You know, Junior, he was here when you were born.
Really?
In fact, he took the gun away from your father.
Oh. You just love me, you just. Hey, Grandma, what does Uncle Jim look like, huh?
He's the one with the beard.
Oh?
His picture's hanging in the back bedroom.
You mean that picture that covers up the big rat hole?
That reminds me. I'd better move it into the living room.
He must have money, huh?
Junior, we all love Uncle Jim.
Speak for yourself, kiddo. I ain't seen his will yet.
Junior,
yes?
When your Uncle Jim arrives, don't make fun of his beard.
Oh.
I want you to admire
it. Yes, yes.
He's very proud of it.
You know, I'll do more than that. Where's the scissors? I'll fix him.
No, you wouldn't touch his beard. You're kidding me.
You just keep laughing, kiddo. That's all. You've heard of Jack the Jabber? I'm Junior the Clipper.
You clip his beard and I'll clip you.
No.
Now run along and get washed.
Okay, I will run along. Me uncle is coming. He's coming and he is going to wish he had stayed home.
And don't slam...
Don't slam what?
Don't slam the door.
That's what I thought. I'm going to wash me face. Now first I'll pour some water in me little hands here. Oh, I think I could stand another drop or two here.
Junior!
Yes?
What are you doing now?
Would you be mad if I told you I was wiping my face on the curtain?
I'd be so mad I'd whip you.
Well, I'm not going to tell you. I'll let you find it out for yourself. Oh, I will go. Somebody at the door. We have got company. We have got company. Welcome to Life Can Be Horrible.
You must be Junior.
Yeah, you must be disappointed. Boy, look at that beard. Look at that beard.
Is that
beard.
Your Uncle Jim, Junior?
Either him or some guy delivering a mattress. I don't know where.
Hello, Jim.
Hello, Bernie.
Good to see you. My, you're looking well.
You just say that because he's got money and he might die any day.
Junior! Still. How are you, Jim?
Oh, I'm worn out.
Yeah, you must be worn out. Some of the stuffing's coming through your chin now.
I'm so tired after that long trip, I'd like to get off my feet.
Well, here, sit down here.
Thank you, Junior.
Sit down there. Ah! Well, wait till I get the chair. What a stupid uncle he is.
Oh, I'm having trouble with Junior. He's getting so he won't mind at all.
Oh, it's nothing. I was the same way as a kid. Now look at me.
Well, I don't have much to look forward to, does I? You're going to be good from now on, boy.
Werner, you just don't handle him right.
No?
Do like I do with my kid. Let him do what he wants to do.
Where has you been all my life? Hey, what you got wrapped up there, Uncle Jim?
Oh, yes. Look, Junior, I have brought you this BB gun.
You mean me very own? I can do anything I want to?
Of course.
Now, he ought to know better than I.
Junior, you wouldn't shoot that gun in the house, would you? You wouldn't shoot that gun in the house.
You gotta be quicker with them questions, kiddo.
You said to let him do anything he wants to.
Oh, just ignore him. He'll get over wanting to be destructive.
Yeah, but none of us going to live to see the dog.
You know, I think I'll lie down on the divan and take a nap. I'm all tired out from that trip.
You do that. I'll take Junior into the other room.
No, I will stay here and watch Uncle Jim's beard so nothing will happen to it while he's asleep.
Well, Junior, what could happen to my beard while I'm asleep?
I haven't decided yet.
You behave yourself. yourself now, Junior. I'm putting you on your honor.
Yeah, you're putting me on a spot. That's what you're doing.
Now, you let Uncle Jim get some rest,
Junior. Oh, sure. You go ahead and lay down. I go outside.
All right. It's peaceful here.
Anybody thinks I went out of this room is a stranger in town. You can't see me, but I is under the divan, see? That's one of the miracles of radio. Boy, look at that beard. That sure is dumping in. Boy, I could make some quick money clipping that beard off and then selling it to birds to make nests with, you know. Up to me dirty work. Boy, what a fine hunk of beard that is. Old hair-faced Jim will soon be known as Naked-Faced Willie. Imagine him hoarding all that stuff with rugs so hard to get. Uh-oh. I see them. There's the sitters. This might shorten me life a little, you know. And then again, why am I wasting my time thinking about it? I'm gonna do this anyhow, you know. Oh, boy, look at that. I better be careful. I might slice a rabbit out of here or something. Oh, boy, I love it. Top, 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 top. He can look kind of knickered now, don't he? Top, 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 top. Top, top here. Oh, cut his ear, cut his ear. Cut the other one, match it up. Here, Uncle Jim, wake up, will you? Look at your beard, look at your beard. Look.
Oh, it looks nice on you, Junior. My beard. It was a 5 years' growth.
And I trimmed it to a 5 o'clock shadow, didn't I?
What's going on in here?
You mean what's coming off in here, don't you?
Junior, you didn't cut his beard off.
That ain't Margaret O'Brien laying there, kiddo.
Now you're going to get him.
No, Verna, don't punish him, no.
But you realize he's cut off your beard?
Yes, but you know, after looking at myself, I think I'm better off without it. I look and feel years younger.
You double-crossed me. I usually have nice memories about a thing like this. When I keep on like this, things not happen the way I want to, I'll be like Barbara Stanwyck running around yelling, "My reputation."
We'll all be with you on every Tuesday night at the same time. Red Skelton, David Forrester and his orchestra, Anita Ellis, Verna Felton, Gigi Pearson, Pat McGeehan, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. Until next Tuesday,
this then. Is Red Skelton saying you wouldn't deliberately hurt anybody, would you? Drive careful. Goodbye now, and thanks for listening.
Red Skelton is heard in this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer.